A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start off with rugby. The Hollywood Sharks will be missing a number of Springboks when they take on the Vodacom Bulls at Loftus-Versfeld in Pretoria tomorrow in the United Rugby Championship. Vincent Chituka continues as captain in the absence of Springboks Eben Etzebeth and Siya Kolisi. Now the Sharks have a Springbok front row comprising Ntutuko Nkunu, Bongi Mbonambi and Trevor Nyakane. Grant Williams and Siya Masrugu form the halfback pairing, while Lekanya partners with Chirenzo Julius in the midfield, and Ethan Hooker, Yor Pengler and Jordan Hendrickser are the back three. And then over to some football. There's some action at the Chatsworth Stadium later. A second division side, Durban City, takes on TS Galaxy in the Nedbank Cup round of 16. Kickoff to that one is at 7 o'clock this evening. And then in the English Premier League, Liverpool boss Arne Slot admitted emotions got the better of him at the end of Wednesday's dramatic 2-2 draw at Everton in the Premier League. Now, he was shown a red card following the final whistle after an argument with referee Michael Oliver about the amount of stoppage time that was added in the Merseyside derby. Slot says he cannot elaborate what happened in order to respect the FA investigation.
If I could do that differently, if I look back at it, I would love to do it differently. I'm hoping to do it differently next time as well. But what has exactly been said or what has happened, there's an ongoing process and I don't want to disturb that.
Closing off with cricket, Sri Lanka humiliated Australia in the second one-day match in Colombo, winning by a whopping 174 runs. Now the hosts posted 281 for 4 in their 50 overs after Kusal Mendes contributed 101 runs and captain Charith Asalanka an undefeated 78. Now the visitors were then bowled out for just 107 within 25 overs, with captain Stephen Smith's 29 the highest score. Sri Lanka won the first ODI by 49 runs. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.